Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As we look across the region, the weather today is sunny and warm. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies with gentle breezes, while Jerusalem basks in bright sunshine. In Haifa, the sun continues to shine, providing a pleasant day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last week, the IDF reports it attacked about 310 Hezbollah targets. More than 50 wanted individuals were arrested in Judea and Samaria, according to Walla. Also, earlier this hour, Gaza mediators expressed doubt about a breakthrough before Israeli elections in the fall. Mideast diplomats worry that Netanyahu might renew war efforts, reports the Times of Israel. Also this hour, a high school student's killer accepts a plea deal, receiving a 25-year sentence. The Jerusalem Post notes that the accused was not directly implicated in the shooting. Separately, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios highlights that this could unravel negotiations and reignite the conflict. And finally, from earlier today, the Jewish Arts Quarter in Melbourne is seen as a vital bastion for preserving Jewish culture, says the Australian Jewish News. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Israel Defense Forces shared just minutes ago that they completed an operation in Dabin, southern Lebanon. They struck over 50 targets and dismantled significant terrorist infrastructures. The Times of Israel highlighted Rabbi Dr. Moray Schwartz's comments on the legal recognition of Israeli sign language. He sees it as a move toward historical redress and cultural preservation. From Middle East 24, Iran's recent actions are part of a strategic effort to link the Hezbollah front with a direct confrontation against Israel. This analysis comes from co-editor Dan Pfefferman. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF's operations in southern Lebanon. The military states that in addition to airstrikes, they targeted Hezbollah's stronghold areas. These operations aim to curb terrorist activities and ensure security for Israeli civilians. Turning to the diplomatic front, Gaza mediators express concern over the lack of progress in talks. As reported by the Times of Israel, Netanyahu's focus on the upcoming elections could impact peace efforts. This uncertainty adds tension to the region's political landscape. Meanwhile, the plea deal in the high school student's murder case brings some closure. The Jerusalem Post details that the court could not identify the shooter, leading to a negotiated sentence. This outcome reflects ongoing challenges in the legal system. That strike by Iran comes hours after the IDF's southern Lebanon operations. Axios reports that missile attacks threaten to escalate tensions further. The international community watches closely as potential conflict looms. And finally, the Jewish Arts Quarter in Melbourne remains a beacon for cultural continuity. The Australian Jewish News describes it as a space for both preservation and innovation, fostering a sense of community among Jewish Australians. Turning to business and markets. First, Elbit Systems has banned Chinese models from its vehicle fleet. Globes reports that this move aligns with similar actions by the IDF and Israel Aerospace Systems. Separately, despite booming defense exports, smaller Israeli manufacturers face challenges. According to CTEC, orders from the Defense Ministry are declining, affecting their growth. And finally, NATO armies are considering a dramatic Israeli upgrade. Walla Business reveals that Elbit's digital ground army system is drawing European interest after demonstrations in Sweden. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.